Brian, great to have you with us. The outstanding first class Rich Scarsella joins us, Reading Eagle, and other outlets as well. Rich, welcome. It's always a pleasure.
Nice to be with you, Steve.
Rich, you want to see progress on a weekly basis. Penn State's now gone through one-third of the regular season schedule. In your opinion, where are they better than where they began?
Good question. I think defensively, for sure, you can see they're sort of in a, they're in a rhythm based off the last 2 weeks against Iowa and Illinois. I mean, the fact that they've come up with 9 turnovers the last 2 weeks. I know one was on special teams, but still, I like how the defense, you could see, I could see it coming together in a very, very strong way. I mean, it's silly to say that they can get better. They're number one in the country in total defense, but I can see just everything. I could see, you know, there were questions about the run defense and about the middle of the defense, and you know, you got to say they answered them those questions the last 2 weeks. Limited Iowa to 20 rushing yards and limited Illinois to 62 rushing yards. So that's that. Offensively, man, I can't say, I don't know if they've gotten better. They can get better offensively. Yeah. I mean, Drew Aller is Drew Aller. That to me, along with the play of the defense, has been, there's no question, it's been the story of these first 4 games. Is his ability, we knew he had poise, but his ability to protect the football is just astonishing, astounding to me. Come up with any adjective. The fact that he has not turned the ball over in his college career is just incredible. It's an incredible accomplishment.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about him for a moment. He's made 4 career starts. Had, you know, he was in, what, 9-10 games a year ago, albeit, you know, later in games. You talked about how he's protected the ball. What are some other quarterback elements that he seems to be handling well at 19 years of age?
The thing that strikes me, that now that I've been able to see him for an extended period, is his footwork. And I'm not an expert at quarterbacks by any stretch of the imagination, but I've seen enough football to know that he does not have happy feet. He's always in control back there. Even when he's under pressure, he seems like he's in control, the poise and everything. And that his choices are just... I mean, I don't think there's been more than maybe 3 or 4 passes in 4 games that could have been intercepted, intercepted. I mean, but he, like, there was one last week, and they had the ball for 97 plays, or, you know, the offense had the ball for 97 plays. He wasn't on the field for all of them, of course. Those are the things that strike me, Steve. And, I mean, we knew he had the arm strength, so that, you know, 3 of those touchdown passes Saturday night were just lasers. And one was... You know, the one, two of them, the one to Dinkins and the second one to Warren. And the other one to Warren and the one to Lambert Smith were beautiful, beautiful touch passes. Yeah. So, I mean, to me, he doesn't have to carry the team on his back because of the defense. But I think his first four starts as a college quarterback have been nothing short of amazing.
Your thoughts on the running game to this point to balance this offense off? They did have a night where, in the end, when it was all said and done, they had over 200 yards rushing. But what are your thoughts on the running game to this point?
Well, it's pretty clear that defenses, especially West Virginia, Illinois, and Iowa, they're crowding the box big time. And their safeties are playing very soft, and they are not going to allow Nick Singleton or Catron Allen to have big runs. So that's a thought. And what I know, you know, Nick is obviously from our area, and I asked him after the game, you know, he said all the right things, and I said, are you getting a little impatient? He said, and he nodded with a smile. He said, yeah. You know, the fact that he hasn't been able to break one, because he had so many last year. He had 7 runs over 40 yards.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's going to come in time as teams find that Aller is going to hurt them. I don't think it's a concern yet. I know some people might think otherwise, but I don't think it's a concern yet because they're still scoring 40 points a game. You know, they've continued their streak with at least 30 points for 9 straight games or 10 straight games. So, I think it's going to come. But what I saw Saturday night is really good inside running by both of them. I mean, that 19-yard run, I mean, Catron had several really, really good 6-8-yard runs. And then Singleton on that 19-yard run, that was a tremendous run. So I think the running game is going to come along as teams realize that, you know, Drew Aller can hurt us. So I don't know how you feel about it, but that's the way I see it.
Yeah, and no, I agree with what you're saying because they're getting close to breaking it. You could see Catron Allen was close a couple of times. Nick was close a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
But what about the usage of the running backs, and in particular Singleton,
yeah,
in the pass game? Because
yeah,
now you're putting them in open field.
Oh, yeah. When you can see, like, you can see Singleton at Illinois get the ball 3 times in space, and then, you know, there was one play the other night that he picked up 8 or 9 yards, and you know, it's one tackle away from making it a lot longer. I like that, and obviously that's the key to get them in open space, especially him. I like that part of the offense, and I think, Steve, I think that the offense, you know, I'm going to guess that you may have talked about this, but you know, when James Franklin is saying we can't be bored with getting 4, 5, 6 yards.
Right.
And that game Saturday night was so methodical from an offensive standpoint, was just so methodical, and they just wore down Iowa with those, as Olu Fashioner said, with those body punches. And they're effective. You know, by the end of the game, you know, when Penn State has the ball for 45 minutes, they're effective. So, I think, you know, Iowa has, I wouldn't say it's a great defense. I would say it's a good defense. I think Illinois might even be better defensively because I really like Newton. They're deep, big defensive linemen. Once they get the ball in space to Singleton and Allen, I think they can even inflict more damage.
All right, so let's now take to the tight ends.
Yes.
You mentioned the 2 touchdown catches that Tyler Warren had.
Mm-hmm.
Conversely, there was also the 6 catches that Theo Johnson had.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you're going to go with what defenses give you. I mean, that's the part that I think a lot of people think you just wave a wand and suddenly a guy's going to be open. But when you look at where those 2 are now, compared to where they were 2 years ago as all-around players, what are you seeing?
Oh, I mean, I think I had high hopes for the 2 of them going into this season, and honestly, I think they've done a terrific job when they've been called on, either as receivers or blockers. And I think that's a part of the game that some people forget, that they've been called on a lot to block because of how many men opponents are putting in the box. And I think they've done a really nice job. I think Theo was available to us last week, I think it was last Tuesday. And he doesn't seem frustrated or anything like that, that he doesn't have as many catches as maybe he thought he might have at this point. I think he just wants to win, and I think that's an attitude that a lot of these guys have.
Yeah, and that's a big part of it, because you know what? Theo's mom doesn't say anything. Tyler's parents don't say anything. They just go out and they play. And believe me, a coach appreciates that more than people realize. they threw a little bit of a wrinkle into the game defensively on Saturday night, and that was the use of Chop Robinson in the middle on the three-man front on down and distance. What was your thought on the three defensive ends out there together?
I liked it. And I think it also, and it was effective because Chop Robinson was very effective, especially as the game went on. But I also saw, and I don't know if you, they used four linebackers at times too.
Yes, they did.
I don't recall seeing before Saturday night, and maybe I'm wrong. And that shows you that Manny Diaz is willing to try different things that he thinks could be effective. And I think both of those packages were effective. And, you know, I wrote a column about Manny for our print edition today. And, you know, he's clearly one of the top assistant coaches in this country. And you know, and they're, and as you saw last year, the defense got better and better as the season went on. And I think that's what you're going to see this year, too.
I think I made a reference in the broadcast, and obviously you're in the booth, you're watching the game, but I made the reference in the broadcast and said, Jack, the old 4-4. I said, back we go to the 70s and the old Joe Paterno days.
Yeah, how about that? Yeah. Those were the days. They used that. They were still using that a little bit when I was in school in the late 70s. But, that's an interesting look. It's, again, it gives opponents some more things to think about.
But that is also a reaction. Remember, of course, Manny was not the defensive coordinator in the 9 overtime game with Illinois. And that was a show that if you're going to stack the line of scrimmage offensively, and we know Iowa loves to run stretch plays all over the place, you're going to run something like that, we have a counter for it. That was Manny's message, I think, there.
Yeah, that too. We didn't talk about it in general. Hello?
Go ahead.
Okay. I can hear music in the background.
Yeah.
I think the fact that they were so dominant, the one thing I want to say too about the defense, and you know this, Curtis Jacobs was their leading tackler Saturday, is their leading tackler for the season. He had 3 tackles Saturday. He has 15 for the season. The Big Ten Players of the Week came out this morning, and there is nothing from Penn State. They're using so many guys who are extremely effective. They have such tremendous depth. You know, a lot of the numbers are very deceiving, and the numbers, as they'll tell you, the only numbers that they care about are the win-loss numbers.
Rich, great point. You're the best. Thanks so much. Appreciate you as always.
Steve, anytime. Take care.